Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 41, Sri Vallabha Bhatta, Episode 1, Vallabha Bhatta brings Lord Chaitanya to his home. Sri Vallabha Bhatta was staying at Adailagram, and when Vallabha Bhatta heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, Vallabha Bhatta went to Lord Chaitanya's place to see him. Vallabha Bhatta Acharya offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu obeisances, and Lord Chaitanya embraced Vallabha Bhatta. And after that, they discussed topics about Krishna for some time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great ecstatic love when they began discussing Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya checked his feelings because Lord Chaitanya felt shy before Vallabha Bhatta. Although Lord Chaitanya restrained himself externally, ecstatic love raged within him, and there was no checking that. Vallabha Bhatta was astonished to detect this. Thereafter, Vallabha Bhatta invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and Lord Chaitanya introduced the brothers, Rupa and Anupama, to Vallabha Bhatta. From a distance, the brothers, Rupa and Anupama, fell on the ground offering obeisances to Vallabha Bhatta with great humility. And when Vallabha Bhatta Acharya walked towards them, they ran away to a more distant place. Rupa Goswami then said, "No, I am untouchable and most sinful. Please do not touch me." Vallabha Bhatta Acharya was very much surprised at this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, was very pleased, and Lord Chaitanya therefore spoke to Vallabha Bhatta the following description of Rupa Goswami: "Do not touch him, for he belongs to a very low caste, whereas you are a follower of Vedic principles, and you are a well-experienced performer of many sacrifices, and you also belong to the aristocracy." Hearing the holy name constantly vibrated by the two brothers, Vallabha Bhatta Acharya could understand the hint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vallabha Bhatta then spoke, "Since these two are constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna, how then can they be untouchable? No, on the contrary, they are most exalted. Aho Bhatta Shvapachoto Gariyan Yaj Jivagre Vartate Nama Tubhyam Te Pastapaste Juhuvu Sasnur Arya Brahmanu Chur Nama Grinanti Yete." Having quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vallabha Bhatta Acharya explained, "O my dear Lord Kapila, one who always keeps your holy name on one's tongue becomes greater than the initiated Brahmana. Although one may be born in a family of dog-eaters and may therefore by material calculation be the lowest among men, one is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. Such a chanter has already taken bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, has already studied all the Vedas, and is actually an Aryan." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear Vallabha Bhatta quoting from Shastra about the position of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya praised Vallabha Bhatta personally, and feeling ecstatic love of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya also began to quote many verses from Shastra. Shuchi sad bhakti dipadni dagdha durjati kalmasha Shwapakopi buddhai shlagyo navedagyopi nastikaha. A person who has the pure characteristics of a Brahmana due to devotional service, which is like a blazing fire burning to ashes all the sinful reactions of past lives, is certainly saved from the consequences of sinful acts, such as taking birth in a lower family. And even though one may be born in a family of dog-eaters, one is recognized by learned scholars. But although a person may be a learned scholar in Vedic knowledge, one is not recognized if one is an atheist. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastrang Japastapa Apranasyeva Dehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. For a person devoid of devotional service, birth in a great family or nation, knowledge of the revealed scriptures, performance of austerities and penance, and the chanting of Vedic mantras are all like ornaments on a dead body, for such ornaments simply serve the concocted pleasures of the general populace. When Vallabhabhatta witnessed Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic love, Vallabhabhatta Acharya was certainly very much astonished. Vallabhabhatta was also astonished by Lord Chaitanya's knowledge of the essence of devotional service, as well as by Lord Chaitanya's personal beauty and influence. Vallabhabhatta Acharya then put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates aboard a boat and took them to his own place to offer them lunch. While crossing the river Yamuna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the glossy black water and was immediately bewildered with ecstatic love. Indeed, as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the river Yamuna, Lord Chaitanya immediately made a great sound and jumped into the water. Everyone was filled with fear and trembling just to see this. Hastily, they all grabbed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pulling him out of the water. Once on the boat's platform, Lord Chaitanya began to dance. Due to Lord Chaitanya's heavy weight, the boat began to tilt. It began filling up with water and was on the verge of sinking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to restrain himself as far as possible before Vallabha Acharya. But although Lord Chaitanya tried to keep calm, Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic love could not be checked. Seeing the circumstances, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally became calm so that the boat was able to reach the shore of Adaila and land there. Fearing for Lord Chaitanya's welfare, Vallabhabhatta Acharya stayed in Lord Chaitanya's association. And after arranging for Lord Chaitanya's bath, the Bhatta Acharya took Lord Chaitanya to his own house. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his home, Vallabhabhatta Acharya, being greatly pleased, offered Lord Chaitanya a nice sitting place and personally washed Lord Chaitanya's feet. Vallabhabhatta Acharya and his whole family then sprinkled that water over their heads. They then offered Lord Chaitanya new underwear and outer garments. Vallabha Acharya worshipped Lord Chaitanya with great pomp, offering scents, incense, flowers, and lamps. With great respect, Vallabhabhatta induced Lord Chaitanya's assistant, Vallabhadra Bhatta Acharya, to cook. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offered lunch with great care and affection. The brothers Rupa and Anupama were also offered food. Vallabhabhatta Acharya first offered the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's food to Rupa Goswami and then to Krishna Das. Lord Chaitanya was then given spices to purify his mouth. Afterwards, Lord Chaitanya was made to rest, and Vallabhbhatta Acharya personally massaged Lord Chaitanya's legs. And while Vallabhbhatta Acharya was massaging him, Lord Chaitanya asked Vallabhbhatta to go take prasadam. After taking prasadam, Vallabhbhatta returned to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. At that time, Raghupati Upadhyaya of the Tiruhita district arrived. He was a very learned scholar, a great devotee, and a respectable gentleman. After hearing from Raghupati Upadhyay to his satisfaction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Raghupati Upadhyay in ecstatic love. Raghupati Upadhyay was also overwhelmed by love and also began to dance. Vallabhbhatta Acharya was struck with wonder to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghupati Upadhyay dancing. Vallabhbhatta even brought forward his two sons, Gopinath and Vitaleshwar, and made them fall down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Upon hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, all the villagers went to see Lord Chaitanya. And simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, all the villagers became devotees of Krishna. All the brahmanas of the village were eager to extend invitations to Lord Chaitanya, but Vallabhbhatta Acharya forbade them to do so. Vallabhbhatta then decided not to keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Adaila because Lord Chaitanya had jumped into the river Yamuna in ecstatic love. Therefore, Vallabhbhatta decided to bring Lord Chaitanya to Prayag. Vallabhbhatta then said, "Now if anyone likes, one can go to Prayag and extend invitations to Lord Chaitanya." And so in this way, Vallabhbhatta took Lord Chaitanya with him and departed for Prayag. Vallabhbhatta Acharya avoided the river Yamuna. Putting Lord Chaitanya on a boat in the river Ganges, Vallabhbhatta went with Lord Chaitanya to Prayag. And due to the great crowds in Prayag, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a place called Dashashvamedha Ghat. It was there that Lord Chaitanya instructed Srila Rupa Goswami for 10 days, empowering him in the philosophy of devotional service. Purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Vallabhbhatta Acharya's admission of the two brothers Rupa and Anupama of their exalted position should serve as a lesson to one who is falsely proud of his or her position as a brahmana. Sometimes so-called brahmanas do not recognize our European and American disciples as devotees or brahmanas, and some brahmanas are so proud that they do not allow our disciples to enter their temples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu herein gives a great lesson. For although Vallabhbhatta Acharya was a great authority on Brahmanism, and he was a learned scholar as well, Vallabhbhatta admitted that those who chant the Lord's holy name are bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and are therefore exalted. Recorded March 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Anata dekhi amore, তুমি ঋষিকেশ ঋষিকা দমিয়া তারহে সংস্কৃতি ঘোরে গোপীনাথ 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 ওম জ্ঞান স্মরণস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জন শলাখায় চক্ষুর্মীলিতং য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ নমঃ ওম বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামিনিতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতে দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশ সারিণে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জানিতানন্দ জয় অদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে
ও গোপীনাথ ইউ আর ঋষিকেশ Lord of the senses. Seeing me so helpless, please control these senses of mine and deliver me from this dark and perilous worldly existence.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
His Divine Grace, Srila Madhavendra Puri, the spiritual master of the entire world, distributed ecstatic love for Krishna throughout his life. And while passing away from this material world, he chanted the following verse: Ai dina dayardra natha he, matura natha kadava lokyase, hridayam tvad aloka katarang, daita brahmyati kim karomi aham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Recorded, Disappearance Day of Sri Madhavendra Puri, March 14, 2022. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.